broadcasting live across the great state of Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, now I'm toying around with some new equipment here today, so if I start garbling up or start sounding a little funky, Travis will give me a heads up. We got John Jackson back in studio standing by. He'll pick up wherever I left off. We're going to try to catch up either way, though, even if the audio is coming through Lima Charlie here as we're taking the show out on the road once again with Montana Talks. Either way, we want to check in with our friend John Jackson. We check in with him every Tuesday here on Montana Talks. He's the Joker from Twitter at Private Joker US, and always great to catch up with. But we are actually broadcasting live this from the Heritage Inn in Great Falls here for the next 2 hours. I'm on the convention trade show floor right now. I'll tell you what, we are in a room filled with people who build things, who fix things, who keep our roads open, who maintain our roads, who plow our roads. And then we've got engineering firms out here. We got construction companies out here. We're surrounded by people who get things done for a living. So we're going to get a chance to catch up with a lot of great folks here this morning. And, hey, since we're in Great Falls, we're going to catch up with some folks here in Great Falls as well, joining us live on KINX Radio. We always like to do that whenever we get out of the studio, just like we take your phone calls. We always like to open up the microphones and check in with friends, on Main Street, Montana, as we get out there and travel the state as well. So later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, I know Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter, he's going to stop in and say hello to us. There's also several county commissioners that are here from all across Montana this morning as well. Good chunk of county commissioners that are here. We are attending the Montana Association of County Road Supervisors convention here this morning. And so, yeah, your bridge foreman, your road supervisors, your county foreman, the guys that are out there operating the graders, the guys that are out there plowing the snow for you, that's the folks that we get the honor to be talking with here this morning. I'll actually be speaking as a part of the convention here later on in the morning after the show wraps up. But I know one of the county commissioners that we're going to get a chance to catch up with here coming up later this hour of the show, Commissioner Goffney out of Musselshell County. You know, the liberal environmental groups and that liberal judge are trying to shut down the coal mine in Roundup, Montana, just south of Roundup, Montana. Well, heck, that's $200 million a year in revenue for that community, not to mention the jobs and the other impacts right there. So that's something that I know Commissioner Goffney out of Musselshell County wants to talk about. We've also got Commissioner Gordon Olkers out of Roosevelt County, the Wolf Point area. I know he's going to pop in later on in the 9 o'clock hour. But first, coming up right after this quick break, hey, it's election season all across Montana, school board election season. So we got a great guest who just popped in to join us. He is running for school board right here in Great Falls. We'll tell you who that is and introduce you to our first guest right after this quick break, right here with Montana Talks, live from the Heritage Inn in Great Falls.
Securing America.
On Monday, the White House issued an executive order limiting the government's use of commercial spyware tools. These are the types of spyware that can be used to employ surveillance against people such as human rights activists and journalists. The order comes after the government identified the devices of 50 U.S. government personnel overseas in at least 10 countries that have been targeted by commercial spyware, and it's an attempt to provide what is being called a, quote, demonstration of U.S. leadership and commitment to countering the misuse of commercial spyware and other surveillance technology. The White House says the primary objective of the executive order is to ensure that any U.S. government use of commercial spyware aligns with U.S. national security. The order was unveiled just days before the Biden administration hosts its second summit for democracy later in the week. However, the White House is not providing a list of banned programs as a result of the executive order. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, so this is something that just launched here in Montana. This is something that's been available in other states, but now you can purchase your lottery tickets over your phone right here in Montana. All this as the Mega Million jackpot is now soaring back over $300 million. This is the Montana-based Mido Lotto app. That's right. You don't have to go fill up your car on gas, drive to the convenience store, purchase your lottery tickets, and then you don't have to worry about losing your lottery tickets because your lottery tickets are literally kept safe in a safe until the drawing. And here's the deal. You can Venmo money in order to purchase your Mido Lotto tickets. You can do it all through a smartphone. The Mido Lotto app is now available for both Apple and Android phones, so you can download it and play right now. You can also go to MidoLotto.com.
Or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-452-5050. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Montana Talks live from Great Falls. We're going to check in with our friends here from the Montana Association of County Road Supervisors here later this hour of the show. We got some county commissioners who are going to pop in. And then on into the 9 o'clock hour of the show. But great to have with us now a guest who is stepping up to run for the school board here in Great Falls. In fact, I reached out to our friend Representative Stephen Galloway, who represents Great Falls in the state legislature. Obviously, he's tied up in the Capitol down in Helena right now. But I said, hey, Representative Galloway, who should we catch up with while we're in Great Falls? And he said, hey, you got to meet my friend Rodney Myers, who's running for the school board. Rodney, good to see you. Thanks for popping in here.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, well, tell us, I think you've got a computer science background. You've got kids. You've got grandkids here in the area. That sounds like reason enough to want to run for the school board.
Well, the kids and grandkids are actually not in Great Falls, but still I care about the children here just as much as I do my own where they are.
Well, exactly, yeah. You know, we had a great gal call into the show last week. Brooke Wagner is running for the school board down in Billings. And, you know, Billings has had this very liberal school board. And, you know, they were forcing masks on the kids and making these top-down decisions that went against the teachers. And, you know, they were shutting down school sports back in, you know, when the craziness was all going on. But what was interesting, what she said to me is that school security is what finally pushed her over the top, and the security for her kids. That's what finally got her to say, I'm going to run for the school board right now. We're seeing all the woke politics that are being pushed, especially in the larger school districts in Montana, not so much out there in the smaller school districts. What got you to want to run for the school board?
Well, it was concern for the children. I mean, we look at one example, a book that was in the library in our high schools here, that if I took that book home and brought over some non-custodial children into my house and read that book to them and showed them the pictures in it, when they got home and told their parents what I read to them and showed to them, I'd be getting a knock on the door, and I'd be visiting Sheriff Slaughter, who you're going to have later, visiting him for a while. But if I have a license to teach, I can read it to all my kids anytime I want, and I get praised for it. I don't think that's correct.
Yeah, and I know the state legislature is looking to crack down on this as well. How they basically described it, some of the lawmakers, I think it's Representative Brandon Lear out of Savage, Montana, is that there's some of this, you know, lewd material that you can't even show at a gas station in Montana to where it's visible to kids, but somehow we've carved out an exception to where this is being allowed for some of these radical left-wing librarians to push this in front of kids and to push this agenda on the kids, and we know that it's happening. We had a school employee in Livingston, Montana, that eventually got forced to resign. Because she was trying to push this kind of pro-LGBTQ propaganda on third-grade little kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, HB 234 removes the exemption for schools from the obscenity laws, and I strongly support that.
It's so hypocritical to me, too, because you have, you know, these folks on the left who will say, oh, you're trying censorship, you're doing book banning. wait a minute, you're the people that want to remove To Kill a Mockingbird from bookshelves. You know, American classics like To Kill a Mockingbird. You're the people who wanted to cancel Dr. Seuss. But oh, don't you dare remove this pornographic material off the high school bookshelves. Give me a break.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at... my mind just went blank.
Talking about censorship and, you know, protecting from some of the, you know, the stuff that you couldn't have on a gas station, for example, but now you can have it in front of kids.
Yeah, it's just the whole coarsening of our culture. You know, we complain about that, and yet, like here in Great Falls, a 10th grade class, English class, was assigned a reading book that contains the F-bomb repeatedly, contains derogatory comments about other students, about their mental ability, about their physical appearance. And then we turn around in another class and teach them character strong ideas of respect and forgiveness and perseverance and kindness. How do we have this dichotomy present within our schools?
And we see how it's affecting our whole country and our whole culture. And, you know, in fact, the sad news that's dominating the national headlines now is apparently there was this transgender shooter who went and shot up little kids at a Christian school. And I know there's people on all sides of the issue that are immediately rushing to politicize this. But the broader point here is, well, one, security in our schools. That's something I know Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter is actually focusing on. Hey, how do we get armed guards in these schools? How do we have covert armed guards in our schools? But it also comes down to something, let's just call it what it is, evil that is happening in our culture right now.
That is correct. And it is, it's our walking away from truth as we begin to introduce lies. I know in the legislature, there was a bill that Senator Emmerich, I think, put forward that would have required us in science classes to teach only repeatable and provable information. And so that would get rid of a lot of the alarmist material that's being taught as science.
But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Sponsored by Age of Learning.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, jumping right back into it here. We've got a candidate for Great Falls School Board here joining us, kicking off the 8 o'clock hour of the show. We're broadcasting live from the Heritage Inn this morning. Rodney Myers running for school board. Rodney, you were telling me how, you know, going on 2 years now, you've attended, I think, almost every single school board meeting in Great Falls already. And I'm interested what's kind of stood out to you, what your observations are, because I remember, you know, I went to one of the school board meetings in Billings, and, you know, here you had this liberal school board that was forcing masks on our kids even long after they, you know, they could even, you know, defensibly do so, and, you know, making all these other absurd decisions. But what finally drove a lot of us over the top was when they were blocking this young lady with Down syndrome from being able to attend her senior year of high school. And I remember watching that meeting, and I started to wonder, I said, are these people really just this liberal, or do they really just not really know what's going on? And are they just letting these administrators and the school bureaucracy do whatever they want? Is the system running them, or are they running the system, was a question that I had. What are some of your observations from the Great Falls school system?
My biggest concern is that at school board meetings, and I appreciate everything they do around giving opportunities to our students, you know, sports, music, drama, orchestra, CTE, all the different trades. most of the school board meetings are just highlighting those things. I've only ever once heard any kind of concern about security or what's actually going on in the school buildings. But yet I hear that from parents as I'm out and about and talking. And so I'd like to hear more at the, you know, and I've had a chance to talk to our superintendent about it. I would like to hear more of what some of the other issues are going on in our buildings. Why are our teachers leaving? You know, I had a parent of a teacher recently talk to me about how her daughter, who's a teacher, repeatedly gets hit by a student. The teacher has talked to the principal. Nothing.
Nothing happens.
Huh. And so I'd like to hear more about that kind of thing in the school board meetings to see how are we addressing these issues within our school buildings.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's school board election season all across the state. Some big elections going on in the Kalispell, Billings, I mentioned, here in Great Falls. It's interesting, the Great Falls. So in Billings, for example, and I believe the Flathead's similar, you have districts and you have regions, right? So you might have somebody run for the school board from the west end of Billings, somebody running from the south side, for example. In Great Falls, it's all one district. You're all running for the Great Falls school board. What is it, top three vote getters will get the three seats, right?
This year, yes. There's three up for re-election. Next year, it'll be one. The year after that, three. It rotates that way every 3 years.
That's a little wild, but then it seems to me it's hard to have kind of that head-to-head comparison and that real debate about the issues.
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, Rodney Myers, for folks who want to meet you, hear more about your candidacy, you're at Pachyderm Club every Thursday, and then there's some other stops they can come say hello to you as well.
Yep, that is correct. And I do have a meet and greet scheduled for April 15th at Amy's Morning Perk in the North 40 building on the Northwest Bypass. From 11 to 1, come on by. Let's chat.
All right. Well, thanks for dropping in here and joining us at the Heritage Inn this morning. Great to see you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, and keep us posted. And if there's any other candidates out there as well, we're really glad that we got linked up with you and that you dropped in. But, you know, when I get back in the studio, we'll have the phone lines open, and so it'll be open for other candidates to call in as well.
Okay.
So thanks again. Greatly appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
All right. You can hear the cowbells going in the background. I think they're getting the convention underway here at the Montana Association of County Road Supervisors. John Jackson, I think, is back with us in the studio. John, are you back there? Are you joking around on Twitter in the meantime? What's going on?
Good morning, sir. How is Great Falls?
He's getting his mic ready. See, I caught him off guard. He's like, oh, it's off.
Can you hear me?
I didn't mean to interrupt your tweeting back there.
How's Great Falls
yeah, we
going?
Yeah, you're really good, yeah. No, it, man, I'll tell you what, the time it worked out great yesterday. I was trying to rush out of the studio, hit the road, and you know, basically that we got hit with a pile of snow.
Oh, it looks like Aaron's had some problems up there. Hopefully Travis can get him back. It just went out just now. Not sure what's going on with that. Let's see if Travis can get him back. I don't know if you guys heard, going back once again to this Nashville shooter. What I found very interesting about it was that apparently they found right away, the police have found right away, a manifesto. This person went ahead and wrote out apparently their entire reasoning behind doing this murderous rampage. They went ahead and put this out there, and the police found it right away. Now, this shooter is dead. They killed her. And I just happened to catch the first couple of minutes of Fox and Friends this morning, and they're interviewing one of the people from the PD there in Nashville. And the guy says, well, the Fox News interviewer said, when are we going to see the manifesto? And the PD guy says, well, the investigators are still looking at it, and they want to piece it together and make sure we do have the correct motivations for this, and blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah. Now, I don't want to be, I don't know the Nashville PD, and I don't want to be too overly conspiratorial here, but this person is dead. They wrote what's the equivalent of not only a confession, but their entire reasoning behind it. Why can't we see that? What case is that going to mess up? What investigation is that going to mess up if we see that? I want to see it right now. I don't want to wait for any kind of, you know, in big air quotes, investigation that's, you know, we're going to hear about this in a year. We're going to see this in a year. And here's the thing, you know for a fact. If that was the other way around, if this was some, in big air quotes, white supremacist or murderer, mass murderer that somehow targeted the left's base, that manifesto would already be leaked to the New York Times. Don't you imagine that would be the case? The reason they're holding on to that, I can just about bet you, that manifesto is going to be very inflammatory. It's going to show you, give you a glimpse right into the dark, nasty heart of these left-wing LGBTQ lunatics. Now, I want to make sure everybody realizes, and I went on a rant earlier in the earlier hours on this. There's, you know, I've got a lot of followers on Twitter that are gay, that are LGBTQ, and this kind of stuff disgusts them. The violence, of course, but what also disgusts them are these over-the-top, in-your-face, offensive drag queens in front of kids, chopping body parts off of kids, giving kids puberty blockers, all of this stuff. They are disgusted by it. And what we have to realize is this, the people that are doing this are a teeny tiny little percentage of those guys out there. But you know what they are? They're the loudest, meanest, nastiest ones of them out there. And you know what else? They get all of the coverage on the media, and the media absolutely enables it, props it up, and they love it. And that brings me into another topic right here, that it's one of those basic truths that everybody needs to get familiar with, and you just need to understand. The media out there, and it's your legacy, traditional, mainstream media, they are your enemy. And I'm telling you all the way up from your, I've listened to the Montana media for years, your local TV stations, your newspapers, these lead newspapers out here that are you know, disseminated all throughout Montana, all of them, all the way up to the mainstream media, NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, The Washington Post, The New York Times, all of them hate you. They are even to the left of Biden and his people. And they are out there pushing this agenda all the time. They elevate, praise, and enable the most horrible elements, the most criminal, horrible, violent elements of their side. And you know who they are. You just saw it yesterday from the LGBTQ trans mass shooter. You saw it. You've seen it for the last 7 years from Black Lives Matter, from Antifa. And these people are their shock troops that they send in anytime they want to beat you down. And they're not talking about convincing you anymore, bringing you over to their side, any of it. It is 100% propaganda all the time. You see it right here in Montana. You think that, oh, my local news, they're not like those other people. They're just giving me the ag report and the weather. And they're pretty straight news. I'm telling you, folks, when it comes to national politics and politics in general, they are not. They're every single one of them lefties, and they're skewing the news you get. Travis is telling me we got a break coming up, and we got to go. We'll see if we can get Aaron Flint back to you after the break.
This is where Montana talks. You're listening to Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I think I'm back up and rolling here. Big thanks to John Jackson, not only for joining us every Tuesday, but I'm testing out some new equipment here, taking the show on the road. And, you know, you can do all the tests beforehand, but the only real way to test it is... John, do you ever remember the Bill O'Reilly clip when he gets really angry and he says, F it, we're doing it live. We're doing it live. That's what we're doing it live. I'm testing some new equipment this morning here.
Well, it was just that scene from the movie Airplane where the guy's over there back there in the control room and he pulled out the plug and everybody's looking around like, what just happened? He's like, oops.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it's like I was joking on Twitter this morning. John Jackson's back there in the studios. He's changing the locks. He's going to permanently take over after this. And, so he's in there unplugging my cords. That's what's really up. No, I'm testing this new equipment out, and I think I was on the wrong Wi-Fi. But luckily now, if I lost my connection, that was it. But now my buddies at KJJR and B Broadcasting, they're like, Aaron, you need this equipment. So and they were spot on. So I finally got some good B Broadcasting style equipment. But I realized, I'm testing it. So like, okay, I got to do this, I got to do that. So we're getting squared away here, but if I need to pop off onto another internet source, if I get a little garbled, if it starts, just take it and run with it, John.
I was talking to Travis. That's such a cool, it's such cool audio when you're out there at one of those locations, and the sound in the background is almost like you're in a little cafe, and you hear the coffee cups clinking, and it sounds like people with their forks hitting the plate eating breakfast. It's just a very homey type of sound.
Oh, no, I'm glad you can hear that, because that's what I love. Because some people are like, oh, well, we'll put you in a quiet room. And I was like, nope, we want to hear the sound. So that's the beauty of radio, is we can take people from Plentywood or Kalispell or Missoula, and we can bring them to small town cafes, and they can feel like they're sitting there talking to the same great folks that we get a chance to talk with. And so, no, I love that. Like when we're at Sykes in Kalispell, and man, what we should do, a special weekend edition of Montana Talks next time. I'm in the Flathead because, you get Ladeen Thompson playing the piano and you can hear and everybody enjoying breakfast in the background. It's a remarkable experience.
Growing up in small town North Carolina and now being a part of Montana for a long time now, that's just my favorite thing. I love small town life and small town culture and its people.
Hey, on a serious note, I want to go back to, because you were talking about this horrific shooting of these little kids and staff at this Christian school that's big, of course, on the national news right now. I don't know if you saw this. The DailyWire.com has a piece where they're pointing out just the increased violent rhetoric coming out of these radical leftists here. There were transgender activists who called for a, quote, day of vengeance before the Nashville shooting. The slaying of children in a Christian school on Monday by a person who police described as transgender came the same week that transgender activists had slated a, quote, day of vengeance. I know there's a guy here in Montana, and he is part of the LGBTQ community, but he also happens to be conservative. Tim Adams is his name. And Tim Adams says he is getting death threats because he, as a gay man, is speaking out against this radical transgender agenda targeting kids.
You've got so many of these people, and like we were talking about earlier, it's just this a small percentage of them that are these lunatic freaks. But what makes them lunatic freaks is that they're mentally ill. And when you have all of these different groups and the mainstream media shouting in their ears 24/7 about how persecuted they are and how these different people are going to come get them and hurt them, they are inciting violence. They're doing it to these mentally ill people every day.
Well, and hey, John Jackson, stand by because, as I continue to just test this new equipment, it's always good to have a backup. So if I lose connection, you're right there to keep the show rolling. So stand by if you can, because I got a great guest who stepped up to the microphones here in our remote show. So we'll jump back into the conversation here at the Heritage Inn in Great Falls. Commissioner Mike Goffney is a Muscle Shell County Commissioner. In fact, Commissioner, I think you just got reelected to another 6-year term. So
yeah, for better or worse, you're
stuck with the job. So
you got it. It was a hard decision. I was only in for 2.5 years. So, but excuse my scratchy throat. I'm just getting over a cold.
You're good.
I'm trying to pass it to you, you should get it next.
It builds your immune system.
That's right.
So that's right. Good. Yeah. So you're a Muscle Shell County Commissioner. For those who don't know, that's Roundup, Montana.
Roundup, Montana.
It's Muscle Shell, just north of Billings, the Signal Peak coal mine. What were you telling me? Brings about $200 million a year.
Oh, yeah, easily. It's a moving target, but it provides 36% of our county revenue. And, of course, there's 300 employees, high-paying jobs. About more than half of them reside in Muscle Shell County because the mine actually works under General Stone and Muscle Shell. But for the next 5 years, it was going to be solely under Muscle Shell County. And we were pretty excited about that because we get about 2.5% of every ton of coal they sell goes into our coffers. And it's a shame that we're only a one industry county, but we are. We rely heavily on that mine. And Judge Malloy, after 2015, he had a lawsuit filed with them, and he finally ruled on it, and he vacated their permit to mine under federal land. Well, the BLM land is scattered through the mining area, and it's a longwall mining operation. They cannot shut down that longwall and pull it out to go around a section. It just can't be done. It takes them almost a year to get it out of the ground and back in. So it's kind of a problem. So we could lose quite a bit. The state itself makes $200 million off that mine.
Just for the state?
Yeah.
Wow. Not to mention all the other economic benefits and everything else.
I met with the mine people here a month ago, and we were talking about progress they're making. And they gave us a projection, met with their accountant, and he said they were giving a projection where that Muscle Shell County could realize $19 million by 2025. Which was exciting for us because we could spend that money quick.
Yeah.
So
well, it's like when I talk with these road supervisors and these foremen and these guys working on these graders. You know, okay, Yellowstone County, 1,600 miles of roads.
Right.
And in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from Andy Dean about how much equipment and how many men he has to work those 1,600 miles. Valley County, Montana, doesn't have near the population Yellowstone County has. They've got 1,600 miles of roads, too.
I know.
And so these smaller rural counties still got to maintain all that infrastructure. But going back, this liberal Judge Don Malloy, our friends in the Flathead know very well the name of Judge Don Malloy.
I'm sure they do.
This liberal judge has basically single-handedly helped to destroy the timber industry in western Montana. Yep. And now he's using his senior status on the federal bench to try to shut down coal mining operations in eastern Montana.
And he did it in our case. His reasoning was that the money made on the coal wasn't more than the landowners were losing in damage to their land. Now, there is damage. I went up and inspected some of them ranches. I got good friends. I know all the ranchers.
You
there.
Grew up on a ranch. You're
I grew
born
up
and
on
raised
a ranch.
In Muscle Shell County,
Yeah, I grew up on quite a ranch out there. Anyway, I visited all these ranches, and they do have damage, but the mine was mitigating as much as they could. They have subsidence. They have cracks in the ground, but the mine will come out and fill them in and replant them. And they did what they could.
Compensate when needed,
compensate.
Right? Yeah.
I tried talking the CEO of the mine, Parker Phillips is his name. He's a very good guy. But he's been working against these ranchers for 30-some years. I mean, it's been an ongoing feud. And he doesn't want to capitulate at all. So I said, why don't you just buy them out? Because they're going to lose possibly up to $1 billion worth of revenue if this mine closes down.
So The headline I saw, and it was interesting because you had simultaneous headlines taking place here where you had a liberal judge giving the green light to the solar project near Broadview, which, hey, I'm not trying to shut somebody's project down. Okay, you got your solar project.
Right.
Well, there's no impact there on the land, right?
Of course not.
But then another liberal judge rejects the expansion for the Signal Peak coal mine. Now, I know, like, the mine outside of Whitehall, Montana, if they can't expand, they can't stay in production.
Right.
Because you have to be able to expand to a new stretch of ground because you've already gotten the minerals off the old stretch.
Well, this mine, Signal Peak already had all this, everything signed for the mine, what they wanted to mine. But now they can't do the federal land that's inside that mining area.
Yeah.
And that's a huge problem.
I'm sure, you know, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping are very thankful for the work of Judge Don Malloy.
I'm sure they are.
Undermining the American economy amidst all the concerns that are going on all over the world. Tell you what, Commissioner Mike Goffin, if you can, stand by. Stay with us for a few more minutes.
I will.
All right. We got to take a quick break here on Montana Talks and then back to it here live from Great Falls. Back right after this. I'll try to check the Montana Talks messages in the meantime as well.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Americans now are abandoning the values that once defined this great country. Wall Street Journal poll. Patriotism, religion, hard work hold less importance. Only 23% of adults under the age of 30 said that having children was important. There's a New York Post editorial about it. I mean, it is basically saying killing the American dream and how the American dream is at risk of death thanks to not just Joe Biden, but decades of terrible economic policy, social engineering. From the left.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, a cyber thief could steal the equity in your home without you even knowing. Now, it's a financially devastating scam. It's called home title theft. Now, cyber thieves hunt for the title of your home online. Then they'll forge your signature on a transfer document stating that you sold them your home when you didn't. Then they'll take out loans on your home with your equity, or they'll sell it to an unsuspecting buyer. And by the way, they're gone. Your money's gone also. Your home is not in your name anymore. And now you're hiring attorneys to try and save your home. I protect my home, my equity, with Home Title Lock. You should too. Home Title Lock, they put a virtual shield around your home's title. Now that's the instant they detect activity or tampering around your home's title. They help shut it down and shut it down fast. First things first, get a free title scan with sign up to verify your home is safely in your
name. Advocates.com.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, great to be here in Great Falls, broadcasting live from the Heritage Inn. Yeah, I went and checked our Montana Talks app messages, and I saw there's a message from right on John in Paradise Valley, and he says, hey, Aaron, when you talk with Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter, ask him if he's thinking of running for the United States Senate in 2024. Right on, John. That's a really good question. And I see the sheriff standing right over there chatting with some folks here at the convention. So we'll talk with him here in just a few minutes. He's going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour, and we're going to have a bunch of great folks here from the Montana Association of County Road Supervisors with us as well. A lot of county commissioners are here in the House. We've got Commissioner Mike Goffney still with us from Muscle Shell County. So, Commissioner Goffney, you know, talking about the coal mine, what's the current status of the coal mine right now, and what are the concerns on the near-term horizon as a result of this liberal judge's decision?
Well, they're doing a workaround. They said they could probably mine for 2 years while they're supposed to do an environmental impact statement for the federal lands. Well, we know how long those take, almost forever. Anyway, so they're working every angle they can. I talked to the governor, I talked to Daines, I talked to even Tester, and they wrote a letter to the Department of Interior to see if they could overrule the judges. mm-hmm. which they got capable of doing, but it's a Biden and Park material, so who knows? But they're trying everything they can, and hopefully they'll work something out, because it's very critical for our county, and so... But.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and when I remember all the work, I've been around long enough now. I remember when there was no coal mining Roundup.
Yeah.
It was just a fancy idea by Alan Olson, who
That's
was Alan. In the legislature at the time, and Judy Martz, who was the governor at the time, and they were talking about this idea, and there were people that were like, "Oh, come on, that's never going to happen."
Yeah, Alan pushed that all the way through. He's the one that started the whole thing, and it really helped our county. Certainly did. So we had oil before that, but the oil petered out, as you know, and not getting any more oil being produced. So got to go somewhere.
It's a different play there, that's for sure. Well, I don't want to take up all your time. No, you're good. Well, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
I just want to tell you, I appreciate what you do to get Muncie's out to people, and thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. You were telling me you listen in most every day. Keep us in line. Call in from time to time.
I'll do that.
Tell Nancy in Roundup we said hello next time you see her at the county commission meeting.
Yes.
You've actually gotten to meet the famous Nancy in Roundup in person.
Yes. So.
All right. Well, Commissioner, good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Hey, I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but this is something that is just now available here in Montana. So I don't know how many of you buy lottery tickets. And right now, what is it up to right now? It's up to it's over $300 million. The Mega Million jackpot is now over $300 million. Now, some of you might be thinking, I could really use that $300 million, but I can't afford the gas to drive to the gas station to buy the lottery ticket. This is something that's already been available in other states, but it's now available here in Montana. It's an app for your smartphone, Mido Lotto. MidoLotto.com is the website. That's MIDLOTTO, MidoLotto.com. And this is an app that's available on both Apple or Android phones. And you download the app, and you can play right now. In fact, if you download the Mido Lotto app on your smartphone, they're going to give you a free ticket. That's right. You'll get a free ticket, a free chance to win over $300 million through this Mido Lotto app. And here's the thing. Before you buy your lottery ticket, and you're thinking, man, I might win $300 million. How did I lose the stinking ticket? Well, with the app version, it will literally be kept safe for you. You can't lose it. But you got a chance to win over $300 million. Okay, we got a bunch of great guests who are going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. We got a county commissioner out of Roosevelt County. We got a road guy out of Valley County. We got Sheriff Jesse Slaughter out of Great Falls, Cascade County, and much more. Montana Talks live from the Heritage Inn in Great Falls in the Mackers Convention back.